Okay, I'm going to show you a little film now. I love films because it breaks, creates variety, and also it sometimes can communicate with people who are lost intellectually because they watch so much television. They can't think past two abstractions. And that's why it's so important to be a deep reader, constant deep reader all the time, and to turn the TV way down. I'm serious, it really can mess up your ability to think abstractly. And you just go on sound bites and often to the media. If it's a blood sport, if it bleeds, it leads. And then people generalize and don't get any deep understanding. I really encourage all of us to have the habit of constant deep reading, broad reading. I admire your willingness to spend a whole day here. You're not doing your bread and butter, and when you go back, you're going to get criticized for spending a whole day. Just smile. Let them experience you differently. Teach them the essence of what you are learning. And start doing more listening, more synergistic problem solving. And they'll begin to see the goose is getting stronger and it'll produce more golden eggs. This film is kind of a summary of a lot that I've been trying to teach here about running by principles in a whitewater world, a world of such profound change, you don't know what's coming up next.
The video presentation, Whitewater World, is available for your viewing on the fourth CD.
Okay, let's go back, if we would, to the two paths. Build trust, moral authority. The opposite on the lower road is to rely on formal authority. Now, that does not mean formal authority is not good at all. It's to rely on it that's bad. As the court of last resort, you may need to fire someone. But if you're living true to the accountability against the criteria agreed upon, you will strengthen the culture by firing the person, not weaken it. If there is not agreed upon criteria, you cannot fire an informal leader. You will suffer untoward consequences for a long time. But there are some people who are deviants. They actually get their psychological jollies from violating social norms. Fire them. And you will strengthen the company. If you don't, you leave it weak. Search for third alternatives. What is the highest third alternative? What is it? What's the most important of all decisions? What? The mission, the vision, the values, the goals. Those are the strategic criteria because they govern every other decision, don't they? You can't think of one decision that is not affected by that. The opposite on the lower road, low trust that relies on formal authority. You win through compromise and conflict. You'll have no shared vision and values, likely point north differently. Those will drive every other decision, which means you'll have profound misalignment of structure, systems, and processes because you have different cultural DNAs operating. And then that will cause disempowerment. And that is the path of mediocrity. Now, it may be successful in a local market, but in a global market, no way. Just too many pragmatic forces doing things right and producing more for less. You cannot survive. In a local market, you can. Unless you've got tremendous competition that is world class. Most local markets don't have world class competition. Sometimes you find one, like Harley Davidson, that took on Japan and now has become an American icon. I was just with the president and CEO of Harley Davidson, as he talked about what happened when they went through their down period. Everything was falling apart, and he just simply took the approach we're talking about today. Build relationship with every stakeholder. Got janitors involved in coming up with criteria. Really an amazing story. and what's happened to their success, their profitability, their share price, everything else, I think is pretty well known. A lot of other organizations have done the same thing. Sandra, my wife, would say, "Stephen, you have lost it utterly to come up with a slide that crowded. You have violated every principle of good slides there is." And my answer would be, and I sincerely believe it, these people understand every word up there and could teach it. You may not be able to teach it in great depth, but my guess is you could teach it. Because we developed it slowly. I didn't spend as much time on this, unleashing passion, aligning, and creating shared vision and values, but you know what that is? That's merely vision, discipline, passion, and conscience writ large for an organization. Let me show you. Here's the four areas of choice. Remember now, there are four basic needs: to live, to love, to learn, to leave a legacy. Okay? Now the four capacities or intelligences. Now the highest manifestation of those four. Now notice over here, vision, discipline, passion, and conscience. Now you know what this is? All that is the four roles. At the center is modeling that develops the trust. So for pathfinding, the mind. For aligning, the body. The body politic, structures and systems, communication system, respiratory system, see, the life, circulation system, information, see what I mean? Like a body. And then the heart, empowerment. Empowering. Those are the four roles. It's the same basic underlying paradigm: body, mind, heart, and spirit, only for an organization. There's the four roles of leadership: modeling personal trustworthiness, which produces trust, pathfinding, institutionalizing vision and values, unleashing.